From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. At least eight people were injured in an apparent car ramming and knife attack at Ohio State University Monday. It triggered an hours-long lockdown before authorities declared the campus secure. One suspect was shot and killed, according to the university in a statement, while the local television station WBNS reported that police had led two people out in handcuffs from a garage they surrounded on the campus in Columbus. A spokeswoman for the city's fire department said eight people were transported to a hospital, one in critical condition. The rest were stable. You'll read more details on this story at voanews.com. Britain called Monday for an immediate ceasefire in Aleppo, saying a humanitarian catastrophe threatened the Syrian city. The call comes as the World Food Program has run out of aid to distribute in eastern Aleppo. This is the UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator, Ramesh Rajasingham.
There's no more humanitarian food left in East Aleppo. So that's why it's very important that we try and get assistance in there as soon as possible.
The British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson urged Russia and Iran to use their influence on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to stop the assault his forces are waging there. Throngs of Cubans began streaming to Havana's iconic Revolution Square to pay tribute to Fidel Castro on Monday. It's kicking off the emotional week-long farewell. The mourners had lined up before dawn. They have filed past a black and white picture of El Comandante. It comes as the United States and Cuba, meanwhile, expanded air links Monday, kicking off direct flights to Havana for the first time in more than 50 years. This is VOA News. Armed men kidnapped three UN refugee agency staffers, including two foreigners from Sudan's Darfur region, according to a local government official. The three UNHCR workers were kidnapped, according to the state government spokesman, and he who added that police there are searching for the kidnappers. Meanwhile, UNHCR officials were not immediately available for comment. South African President Jacob Zuma is fighting for his presidency in the capital of Pretoria. It comes as a ruling party's highest decision-making body considers a motion for him to step down. The meeting of the National Executive Committee of the ruling African National Congress was due to end on Sunday, but it was extended so that each of the 80 members could state their position on whether or not Zuma should continue as president. The surprise motion for Zuma to step down was introduced by the tourism minister. UN aid officials say they're upbeat at the prospect of the Central African Republic becoming a stable, peaceful country, but they acknowledge that this will be a challenge and will require the sustained support of the international community. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN humanitarian coordinator in the CAR, Fabrizio Hochschild, says the United Nations believes the CAR is a country that can be turned around for the better and that it has taken some very important steps in that direction.
It has its first ever democratically elected government. It has the largest ever international mission, MINUSCA, working there in partnership with the African Union.
Hochschild says those elements are reflected in the five-year National Recovery and Stabilization Plan that was launched in Brussels November 17 and netted $2.2 billion in pledges. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hundreds of Iraqi contractors gathered outside the finance ministry in Baghdad Monday to protest over unpaid deals with the government. The Iraqi Contractors Federation estimates that the government owes its contractors $12 billion. A renewed pilot strike will ground 1,700 flights at the European aviation giant Lufthansa Tuesday and Wednesday. The group says it's a long-running and costly battle over pay. A World Trade Organization panel Monday ruled that Washington State offered billions of dollars in illegal tax breaks to plane maker Boeing and that the U.S. government must take action to end the plans within months. The ruling is part of a wider squabble involving accusations between the U.S. government and the 28-nation EU support for Boeing and Airbus. I'm Frances Alonzo.
That's the latest world news from VOA.